So, Martin, I know speaking to you after the last game at the end, when you came through against Gowna, you said that you guys had a lot of work to do because you weren't playing to the level that you wanted them, and you said you got out of jail. What's the level of work been like since that match then?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been good. We've had a good 2 weeks now since that day. We're back down on the Tuesday night and back at it again. So, no, look at us. Was even looking back in that game, I think Gowna are a good team, a really good team. You know, it's, you can be critical of our performance and say we need to find another level, but Gowna put it up to us. I think it was as much as they played really well in the second half. You know, you look back at our first half performance against Gowna, and there's a lot of really good passages to play. We left a few scores behind us. We could have got a goal. We left a few points behind us, and Gowna kicked a few really good scores in that particular game as well in that first half. So, you know, at half time, we could have been 7 or 8 up. On another day, we could have been well ahead at half time. But the second half, they really came out and they asked loads of questions of us. So, that's kind of trying to learn from that there, what would have gone wrong in the second half, and what if Glenn were to do something similar. Next day, how do we respond to it? So now we've a good base done there in the last 2 weeks, so we look forward to Saturday evening now.
Because there's the thing about Ulster, at times maybe it's all about getting the results, so it is, and you can park the performance days so you can, Martin. Would you agree with that?
100%. Look, it's not just Ulster, it's championship football is about that. It's about getting results. Now, you're not going to keep getting results if you keep playing poorly. And you might get away with one or two bad performances, but over time, you need to be at the level of performances, and then it does it. The results business, definitely, and especially knockout football at this stage when you're at the quarterfinals, semifinals, it's about getting the results in whatever way it takes it. You know, we're better coming out of the last day with a lucky goal in the last minute and getting through the next round than having played really, really well and having luck go against us and losing the game. So, because it's the results business, and it's about doing whatever it takes to get into the next round.
Yeah, you've been very lucky. So you have with injuries through the championship campaign, Martin, if we exclude Owen McGettigan. But how are you fixed now after that match the last day? Do you still have a full complement of players available?
Yeah, really, really lucky with injuries now, without doubt. Well, really lucky in that we haven't had a big quantity of players injured. Owen's a huge loss. There's no doubt about that there for himself and for the team. He's massive. So, you know, you might take 2 or 3 smaller injuries, and I've won back, maybe rather something like that there, but it's massive, and that's not, you know, we have been lucky with injuries, but to downplay that injury alone would be wrong as well. He's a huge loss to us. But in general, we have been lucky besides that there. We haven't had many injuries, and again, going into this weekend, we're in a really good place fitness-wise as well, and boys who would have been carrying knocks all year, like the Wade there, wasn't carrying knocks all year. He's got another 2 weeks training behind him as well, so we're getting to a good level there. The boys are fighting a wee bit all the time, so. Yeah. We're probably in the healthiest position we've been in this last number of months in terms of injuries and our players are fitness-wise, so there'll be no excuses on that front, definitely not.
How do you go about trying to beat the current Ulster champions, Martin?
Oh, I'd love to have the answer to that. It's not going to be easy. They're brilliant. They're really good, and they could have won all Ireland last year, and obviously they're one of the top teams in Ireland. They are the top team in Ulster, and they're one of the top teams in Ireland, so it's not going to be easy. Look, we've watched them loads the last couple of weeks, and we've prepared as best we can, and it's going to take a massive performance. There's no doubt about us not talking down our chances or anything like that there, but they're a brilliant team. But if we can get to the level we can get to and get a really, really top performance, and get over or Glenn don't get to the level that they're capable of, because you never know then. You never know. A wee bit of luck, you just don't know. But it's going to take a lot of things to go right for us to get a result. We'll have to get a top performance. Hope that they don't play to the level they're capable of playing, because if they do, very few teams in the country can live with them.
But if we can get to
that level, you just never know then. But
are you talking yourself down there, Martin?
Look, it's been realistic at the same time. You know, not saying we don't have a chance. Of course we have a chance, but it's not going to be easy. The Glen, they're one of the best teams in Ireland. So they're, you know, we played 20 games in Donegal where we weren't favourites going to games in Donegal. So to play one of the top teams in Ireland, that's going to be difficult. There's no talk about that there. And look, you don't know. In football and sport, you never know if you can get a performance. And that's all we're trying to do, is get our best performance and see where it takes us. And that's what we would have talked about the last couple of years. We would have loved to have got a crack at Glenn last year, just to see where we are. Yeah. And that's exactly where we are now. And that's not, I suppose it is talking in our chances, but we're not going to we're going to put our best foot forward. We've done everything we can for the last 2 weeks, and we're aiming to achieve our best ever performance this weekend. And if we can reach that, look, you don't know. But Glenn are Glenn. They're the top team in Ireland, and they have aspirations to win all Ireland. There's no doubt about that. So, look, we've done as best we can and done as much as we can for the last 2 weeks. We'll have no regrets if we come up short, and that we've given it all we can.
Can you see the boys in training biting at it to get at them?
Oh, big time, yeah. Yeah, since and that's been the way, not just last 2 weeks. That's been the way all year. Even coming into this quarterfinal, semi-final, they're a really competitive group, and the training has gone really, really well. So it has. And this last 2 weeks, they're really looking forward to this challenge, and the relish of the challenge just to pit themselves against the best team in Ireland and see where we are against them.
Okay. Well, listen, Martin, many thanks for taking the call, and we wish you and the boys the best of luck in that match against Glenn this coming weekend.
Thanks very much, Ian.